Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
I gotta call her. Drippin' in the fur, got the feeling we can swerve. In the mansion super big, everything his and hers. She don't kick it with the birds in that iced out paddock on the wrist and got her looking like she wanna go and surf. Up from the gate, I ain't blowing out the cake. We been going 8 rounds straight, now we out of shape. Smoking while I contemplate, I'm thinking about the better days. Me and you, we met each other, it would never be the same. Never. The material things, I don't care about the fame. No. I miss you so much that I went and tatted your name. Tatted. Let me be your drawer, tell me when you feeling pain. Where? And you can be my stripper, baby, no, I ain't ashamed. Thinking about when I hit her, no precision, I got aim.
Double low, we pulling up and watch the rolls all lanes. I need you in my life, I promise that I make it right. And by the end of the night, I bet your mind gon' change. It ain't about the cars, it ain't all about the chains. Looking up, up at the stars, thinking look what I became. Look at me. What you wanna rain, what you wanna pick your brain. I can get you what your name, but love don't cost a thing.
Welcome back, welcome back. We are live. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Freeform Radio. Always keep it freeform. I'm Metal World Pete, your host, here with Reed Alexander, co-host. What up, Reed?
What up? I am your co-host, Reed Alexander, co-host.
That's right. We have a huge show in store, one of our biggest shows of the year. Why? Because there's just so much to talk about. We've got, Spring Fling was yesterday. So much to say, so little time.
Spring Fling on the Lord's Day, yes please.
Yeah, exactly right. And I think we all felt really in touch with some sort of greater being.
Yeah, his name is A$AP Ferg.
And that's the only God
I
pray
to. A tough sweatshirt.
Which honestly goes a long way for me. And
I love being pandered to.
Seriously, I can't get enough of that. What else? Today's the last day of classes.
Yeah, I've already had my last class.
I had my last Tufts class and I didn't even realize it.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't go. well, that'll do it. But you know,
I hope you're not listening, Mama Straub.
Yeah. Oh, Mom. I feel horribly. Oh, speaking of my mom, big Game of Thrones fan. We're going to be doing Game of Thrones spoilers left and right.
Yeah. If you missed Game of Thrones last night, you are a fool, and I'm talking to you, listener. I knew what you were doing when you didn't answer my text that said, hey, come over to my house and watch Game of Thrones. We're in the same Game of Thrones fantasy league. Let's compare scores.
Mm.
And I got left on a red.
Wow. Ghosted.
Ghosted.
You think you know someone, and then they ghost you for your got fantasy league viewing party.
Exactly.
Well, if I'm being perfectly honest, I didn't watch last night, but apparently it was weird, wild stuff. So, I don't know. That's not even news. That was just a non-segment. We're going to hammer music for a little bit, and then we're going to think of stuff to tell you. You know we always keep it freeform here. This is just off the top of the dome. We've never prepared a show. Next week we might prepare one.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. I think it might be worse. I think it's like the more you try, the worse. Maybe I'm afraid to try and fail. We can go deep into that psychological.
Wow. Maybe
wormhole.
We should just do an hour
therapy session.
Psychoanalysis.
Yeah, that could be fun for everyone but me.
How does your brain work?
So I'm gonna play Jack and Eliza, and
nice. If
you listened last week, you can go. Can you say "suck a butt" on the radio?
Well, my friend, if not, we are really pushing the old envelope.
Okay, well, like I said earlier, if you don't like this song, then please turn off the radio. Thank you.
I'm
acapella. Well, that was great.
That was Jack and Eliza. If you're listening,
I would always like that.
I would always like that. Please change your name back to Jack and Eliza from what it's called right now, which I don't even know if I can say it.
I will take the reins here and say that our new favorite band that we discovered all their music from 2015 from like 2 weeks ago. Shout out to T for showing it to us.
Wait, T showed us?
T, yeah. I know. I didn't want to give T credit, but it's only right.
Now the music is fruit from the poisonous tree.
That's exactly right. That's really well put. But yeah, they, as you know, longtime listeners of the show know that they are a couple and they have a very toxic relationship.
Let's just say they are at each other's throats constantly, day and night.
And we're under the impression that it makes the music better.
Yes.
And I believe that. It's their great sacrifice. They need to put their differences aside and make beautiful music for us, but
us co-host and host.
So anyway, what was the point of this? The new name is Purr, and we hate it.
We hate it.
And but they make music. Again,
I already know what a cat sounds like.
Yeah.
Also, Purr is the name of a quite popular German band. So what's to stop the confusion?
So they can't go to tour in Germany.
Yeah, Deutschland.
Ugh, I would never.
No, es gut.
What was that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe German.
It's possible. What were we talking about? We're out of it today.
Yeah. Listeners, I don't know if you know this, but Spring Fling was yesterday. Cole and I stole a plant 2 days ago caused a lot of controversy on campus and has been a detriment to mine relationship with quite a few special people in my life.
Yeah, so what people are calling Plantgate happened the other day, and what did you guys do? You stole Carla's plant, somebody's plant?
This is a plant like no ordinary plant. It's a plant with magical powers that makes you feel a certain way when you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, what's going on here? And Cole just uprooted the plant, took it for his own selfish purposes, and has yet to give it back.
Cole's, I don't want to call him a thief, but he's been known for stealing couches. He made me an accomplice to a, I don't want to call it a B&E, because the door was open.
Bed and breakfast.
I was part of a B&B, and I took the couch, and they were shockingly upset. When one of the residents was in there, at first she was alarmed, and then she gave us advice on the best way to get the couch out of the house.
So she, too, became an accomplice.
So I guess you find out who your real friends are and when you're, under pressure. I was talking about business recently with someone. It's all about how you perform under pressure, and I'm scared.
That's why diamonds are the best.
I recently found out that diamonds are being made in a lab. Which is a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
This show's off the rails.
Let's just say
all
that.
Right, let's go back
confused.
To the basics.
Back to basics? No, we're not. We're never bringing mouth noises back. I won't let you do this.
People like that, dude.
No one
on
likes
the internet,
mouth noises.
On the internet, people are doing that. People pay top dollar. You ever see that one where they have a dog next to a microphone and they make it eat celery?
Yeah.
You wouldn't listen to that?
I hate it.
You hate that?
I hate it so much.
I just think it's like all time. I'm not like weirdly into it. I'm just regularly into it.
Who's going to pay you to eat different foods and listen
Hold
to
on.
It?
Hold on, we have a caller.
Probably going to tell you to stop doing mouth noises.
Yeah. Oh, I hung up. Oh my God.
Wow.
Can we call them back?
How?
Oh, that was a slip of the finger. Please call back, caller. I'm so sorry.
Wow. And to think we're trying to get more callers.
I know.
And as soon as we get a singular one,
I accidentally
cast them out on their behinds.
No, please.
Pouring rain outside today.
Please come back. Oh, please come back. Maybe that was her. Oh, okay. Here we go. Hey, caller. You're on the air.
Pretty upset about being hung up on.
I'm so sorry, caller. You know it was not on purpose.
Not happy.
I would not be happy either, and I will do anything to make it up to you. If you promise to be a longtime fan.
Oh, well, there's actually one thing you could do for us.
Sure.
There's a little bit of a rumor going around.
Yeah, what's up?
Are you calling from a cave?
Yeah.
We're in a car called Dens.
You guys are in Dens?
I'm listening to you on my phone and the radio, same time, twice as much Peter Reed.
That's unreal.
Diamonds are pressure. I was listening.
Yeah. Okay. Now we know you were listening.
Business, right?
I love that.
It's nice to have business conversations casually.
Yeah. We can't stop.
So anyways,
we're trying to get
I'm
sponsored.
Pretty dangerous right now. I was wondering if you could play the song "Dangerous" by Cardinal Official.
It sounds like one of the Danger Boys himself.
Wow! I think this is the founder and CEO of the Danger Boys.
I don't even know if that exists. It's a bad press recently.
We need to hire a PR consultant.
Yeah.
Like.
Exactly. Caller who we don't know, to be clear.
Who we do not know.
We would be happy to put in that request for you. You need to turn your radio down, brother.
Thank you.
Shout out to Dens.
I appreciate you taking the request.
Of course. I used to know a guy named DJ No Request, and that's not me. That's somebody else.
No, that's not. I wonder that. Sounds like a beauty.
Sounds handsome. All right. Well, we'll get that in for you. Appreciate that. Now, no, you were just caller number one, so you do not win the T-shirt, but maybe if you call back later and you're caller number three, you could get one.
Well, I'll try next week.
Good luck next week.
Good luck to
all
you.
All right. Later, caller. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Bye. That guy sounded handsome.
Yeah. He also sounded handsome.
He was in a cave. I'm
hard
sure.
To get radio reception in a cave, but he's obviously engineered a way to do it.
You think Bin Laden was calling into radio shows back in his time?
I have to imagine. It gets
just
pretty
to pass the time.
It gets pretty boring and lonely in the cave, which is where he was living?
Yeah, no, he was not. He was in like a estate.
What a life.
It was a really nice house, like, in the middle of town, and no one asked questions.
Just let him do his thing. Just,
oh, they're burning all their trash? Whatever. Okay. Enough Bin Laden talk. Although, last thing I say is he was 6'4 and could dunk.
Wow.
But I'm not trying to make you like Bin Laden. I would never make that assessment. Ever.
No.
What were we talking about?
The request.
What did our caller request?
Dangerous...
By who?
I thought you typed it in.
I did.
Oh, my God. First, you hang up on him before he even gets on.
This is bad. It was by Cardinal?
Yes.
What is that? I don't see that anywhere.
It was by the Arizona Cardinals?
Mm-hmm. Dangerous.
Or the St. Louis Cardinals. Phoenix Cardinals?
Cardinal with a K.
Oh.
Do you think this is going to be... All right, so let's do a little live reading of the lyrics so we can see. Girl, I can't notice but to notice you noticing me. Oh, yeah, this is a classic.
I like it already.
From across the room, I can see it and can't stop myself from looking and noticing you noticing me. This is kind of a modern-day love story.
I'm sure this is what the request was intended for.
Yeah. I mean, if you're feeling dangerous... Yeah, I'm looking at the lyrics here, and I think we can play this on the radio.
Oh, very nice.
I mean, we already said suck a butt on the radio, so...
And I expect to be in handcuffs by the end of the hour.
The police have us surrounded. Okay, here goes. Thank you, caller. Danger Boy caller. Oh, God.
Across the room, I can see it and can't stop myself from looking and noticing you, noticing me. Watch out, I've seen a type before. That girl is so dangerous. That girl is so dangerous. That girl is a bad girl. I've seen a type before. She's so dangerous. That girl is so dangerous. That girl is a bad girl.
to get a little kitty to perk. X-Man looking at me like I'm Lucifer, cause he knows I would deal with the case, yes sir. If I was the last man on earth, I would only take that girl and the search. She give her no definition to the word curve. Got chicks in the strip club and being hers. Bodies like weapons of mass eruptions. Sit the glass on that fat obstruction. Tongue gang give a new type seduction. I'm trying to get back to
notice, but you notice you noticing me. From across the room, I can see it and can't stop myself from looking and noticing you. Out, I've seen a type before. That girl is so dangerous. That girl is so dangerous. That girl is a bad girl. I've seen a type before. She's so dangerous. That girl is so dangerous. That girl is a bad girl.
Ooh, bad to the bone. Everything locked like a 2-3 zone. I wanted to make my black snake moan. Talk a little bit, then take that on. She bad and she know the deal. That's what I can't hide, what she wanna conceal. I mean, making good and had it big. Put together rain close to the drippy.
Hey there, listener. Well, what a classic. That is really something strong. Thank you, caller. And just know to all the future callers that we do accept requests, and we almost always, if time permitting, try to get those through.
And seldom do we hang up on you before you get the chance to speak.
That was a rare slip of the fingers.
Quite literally.
And I consider this a professional show.
Stop scratching your beard. We can hear it. Ooh, beard noises.
Beard noises. You know, I recently found out that if you want the best beard butter in the world, you gotta go to Marrakesh.
Go to Marrakesh, ask for your guy, Rahul, and he will take you deep into the oil.
The oil den.
The oil den, where you can have all the Moroccan oil your beard desires.
Mm-hmm.
Softens it right up, makes it feel silky smooth to the touch.
This segment has been brought to you by Moroccan Beard Oil and the City of Marrakesh Tourism Department.
Please come.
Please come. We're desperate. Even if you don't have a beard.
There are blue buildings. It's cool.
Should we play some Billie Eilish?
Ooh, I love eyelashes.
Billie
so,
Eilish?
Yes.
All right, we're going to play some Wet and then some Billie Eilish. We're not really bringing the heat today.
I think what might bring the heat is Beat the Beat.
Oh, shoot. Okay, let's play Wet and then Rip Beat the Beat after this. So, long-time listeners know this is our only segment we do every time, so...
Because we are legally mandated to.
Yes. The FCC, get away from us. Okay, found the song. Music, then Beat the Beat, then call in, get a t-shirt, follow the gram. Gram is hot right now. Getting a bunch of followers. People showing love. The family is stronger than ever.
Let's just say that if you're not following the gram, you've been missing quality content that, you know, the show's kind of incomplete without it. You need to compare and contrast in a little Venn diagram content from the show and content from the gram. Paints a complete picture.
Whatever happened to our intern?
Our intern, I thought we fired her.
Oh, we fired her. Why did we fire her? Oh, she didn't clear the clip and we played curse words on the air.
Yeah, it was her fault. And she got arrested for that. She went to jail.
Definitely look out for our application going out online soon for our new intern. We only have like 3 shows left. So.
Yeah, and we know a lot of you slackers haven't gotten your summer internships yet. Yeah. So this could be a last minute opportunity.
If you haven't got your summer internship yet, A, it's too late. Give up.
There's a few of you I'm talking to specifically, and you know who you are, and I know who you are, and I'm contemplating whether to say your name on air to embarrass you. Oh, my younger brother.
Dave. I don't know. Neither of us have brothers. All right, here we go. And one...
See your face at home. Oh.
That was great. That was like, some grade A nonsense.
That is why people tune into this show.
Yeah, we're just here to tell you about those things.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so everyone knows the deal. Listener, you've been here before. Reed's going to read the PSA. He only has as much time as the song allows him.
I put my glasses on this time.
So he has a fighting chance here. And I'm going to start the music, and we'll see if he can beat the beat.
Okay.
Ready?
Tell me when to go.
Go.
Walking is good exercise, PSA. Although other physical activities can provide a more rigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WFO, Medford Tufts Community Radio!
Wow! Oh my god!
He beat the beat!
Woo!
Oh,
out of breath. I'm out of breath.
Holy smokes, you beat the beat.
Ooh.
So rare. That was that beat number two or maybe 2.5?
Man, it's hard.
I really
didn't
think you were going to make it. It was truly seconds before the beat.
I never thought I was going to make it.
I think it was the glasses. That's a beat.
Turns out glasses help your eyes do the things that you need to do with them.
For kids who don't read so good.
I learned a lot from David Zoolander.
Wow, I'm shocked.
You know what?
I want to be happy for you.
I don't think I was going to be able to walk at graduation without having beat the beat. But now that I've beat the beat, I think I've fulfilled the final graduation
Someone
requirement.
Call Monaco. Let him know of the good news. Spread the good word.
Oh, thank God. Wow. I like to think that all of Tufts campus is rooting for me, but...
I don't think that's true. I'm hardly rooting for you most of the time. I actually prefer... What is going on? Is the building on fire?
What?
Why is this so angry?
What are you talking about?
You hear this? Take one headphone off. Sorry, we should probably do this off the air, huh? This is off the air talk.
Oh, off the air talk, in which we are scared of fire and angry buildings.
The building is angry. Anywho, it would behoove you to keep listening because we have a lot to say. Definitely go check out the Instagram meta.world.monday.
A lot of life lessons on
new merch coming through. I think, you know, what could be fun is if we did a design contest.
Oh.
And, you know, the best design gets made up, and then we'll sell the shirts. And
even to the designer, we will sell the shirt.
We won't sell it to the designer. The designer will get it for free.
Wow.
We don't even have the funds. But we're going to make it happen either way.
We need a fat influx soon. If our investors are listening...
We
are still working on the dividends and the profits, which is a fancy word for money.
That's right.
And you will be getting it soon.
Sorry for being snotty on the air.
Never trust a sneeze. Yeah, the building is getting angrier. I think, can you hear it?
I wonder if a listener can hear it.
It's quite loud.
I'm very scared, to be clear. But
okay, let's just hook it up with some Billie Eilish and then figure out how to make it stop.
That is the goal.
Oh, please help us.
I'm so scared.
Oh, I need an engineer.
All right, which one do we want?
Wish You Were Gay.
Okay.
That's my favorite
one. That is a good one. Here comes. If you don't hear from us after the break, something's bad happened. All right, bye.
Baby, I don't
talk to you later.
Feel so good. Six words you never understood. I'll never let you go. Five words you never say. I laugh alone like nothing's wrong. 4 days has never felt so long. If three's a crowd and two was us. One slipped away. I just wanna make you feel okay. But all you do is look the other way. I can tell you how much I wish I didn't want to stay. I just kinda wish you were gay. Is there a reason we're not through? Is there a 12-step just for you? Our conversations all in blue. 11 haze, 10 fingers tearing out my hair. 9 times you never made it there. I ate alone at 7, you were 6 minutes away. Supposed to make you feel okay when all you do is walk the other way. I can't tell you how much I wish I didn't wanna stay. Give your lack of interest an explanation. Don't say I'm not your type. Just say that I'm not your preferred sexual orientation. I'm so selfish, but you make me feel helpless, yeah. And I can't stand another day. Stand another day. But all you do is look the other way. I can't tell you how much I wish I didn't wanna stay. I just kinda wish you were gay. I just kinda wish you.
We were ready and we knew
the song was ending, and we were prepared with stuff to talk to you about.
Papers,
shuffle the papers. Oh, the music's still playing.
Business.
Should we just let this play? I have nothing to say to you.
Here's the thing. If you are someone who knows how to make this noise stop, please come here.
If you know any civil, mechanical, chemical, or any kind of engineer, I am frightened. Now I know how the villagers of Pompeii felt. When they heard that rumbling.
Yeah. Ooh, rumble, rumble. What
rumble,
is
rumble?
That?
What is that? Oh, frozen in time forever. If you don't know about Pompeii,
I will never graduate. We are frozen in time forever.
If I had to choose one place to be frozen in time, it would probably be this studio with my boy. Or maybe on like a cool beach with a Mai Tai.
Yep. That just like they did in Pompeii.
Just like they all were holding, it was their Mai Tai festival. Where they drank to the god of
Lava.
The irony, it was not lost on them. their wishes did not come true. Anyway, what did we talk about?
Pompeii jokes.
I think enough time's passed for that to be okay.
I don't know if 2,500 years is enough. Or actually, I don't know when Pompeii happened, to be
honest. Felt right, though. 500 B.C.
Sure.
B.C.E.
Thank you.
All right, music or no?
music, and then we can figure out how to get this weird rumble out of here.
All right. You know what we could do? That bit called Please Come Back.
Wow.
We haven't done Please Come Back.
We haven't done Please Come Back since I started dating another person. I know, so I'm scared to get in trouble. But you know what?
It's worth it.
I'll allow it.
All right. So maybe Please Come Back when we're back. Please come back and join us for Please Come Back.
Yeah, I could like, say I like it like that, like it like that. But nothing is better sometimes. Once we've both said our goodbyes, let's just let when I'm coming home and I'm on my own. I could lie, say I like it like that, like it like that. I could lie, say I like it like that, like it like that.
Okay, we did it again. Gosh, we're always on those darn phones.
Are you darn kids? Okay. Get off your darn phones. That's my impression.
This is a song. Person. Oh. You know who you are out there if you're listening.
Okay.
I'm not sure you are.
Please come back.
It's almost better.
Please. I don't want you to know how badly I need you to come back.
I spend every minute thinking about you back here, but you're not. Please come back.
I've been thinking a lot about your back recently and how much I want that back to come back. And that back has yet to come back.
If I don't see that back within the next 48 to 52 hours, I'll be upset. Please come back.
It's this dark world and a sad day, which is every day, because you have yet to come back. And I don't even know if you know how much I need you or want you to come back, because I would be embarrassed and I'm scared of rejection. But if there was some way to avoid those feelings and also have you know that I want you to come back, that would be the best.
Plato, Aristotle, Rousseau, John Locke, they all pondered the greater question, are you going to come back? And much in that way, I'm thinking that right now. Please come back.
Did you just compare yourself to Rousseau?
I'm just saying we have a lot of the same ideas.
Who was first?
They were first. Obviously.
There could be no way of knowing.
There was that one time we were driving to the show. I waved at you on the side of the street and you didn't wave back. It got me thinking, maybe you're not coming back.
Also, you were standing next to...
Also,
you were standing next to that girl that Pete waved at, who didn't wave to Pete, and you also didn't wave to me. And I similarly thought, maybe this means you're not coming back.
The other day we were speaking and it was going really well, and I was like, oh my god, you're coming back. And then you didn't. Please come back.
One time I sneezed and you didn't say bless you, and that made me want you even more. Please come back.
I was doing some cloud watching and I saw one that looked like you, and then at that moment a plane flew through and I could have sworn you were on it, and I waved and I didn't see anything from you. And I just couldn't help but think, she's never coming back. Please come back.
Time and time again, the world continues to turn and turn and turn and turn. I wither and grow old. My hair is gray as they recede on my head. How much more time must go by? How much more time must we wait? How much more time must we waste until you come back? Please come back.
The sands of time continue to fall, much as Reed just said. Time is not on our side. It's finite. So many men throughout existence have pondered the same question we're pondering. You're not coming back, are you? Please come back.
What if I had told you I was pregnant? Would that make you come back? Please, I can't be a single father. Please come back.
Please come back. We do not have the resources. I'm going to have to help Reed raise this baby out of love and respect. But I have no business raising this baby. This is your baby.
Is it a good premise for a comedy in the 80s? Yes.
Yes, but not now.
Not now.
This is not 1980.
No, I'm not Tom Selleck, though I have the mustache of a Tom Selleck type. Pete is not whoever else starred in that movie.
I don't know what movie you're talking about.
It's called, like, Baby... Three Men and a Baby.
Three Men and a Baby.
Or that's the premise. I don't know if that's what it's actually called.
We'll call it Please Come Back. If you listen to any of this, don't hesitate to call or write.
Also, if anyone from Universal Studios is listening, don't steal that idea.
We have a trademark on that verbally. Okay, so that was Please Come Back. Hopefully, the proper audience was reached. There's no way of knowing.
Katie, if you're listening,
stop
right now.
Okay, wow, that was a powerful segment.
I've got chills.
Did you have chills the whole time?
And buckets of tears.
Wow, that was
I'm gonna need to wash my tear bucket out for the next time
next time we have our tear session. I'm gonna be honest, we lost a lot of listeners during that segment. Like, our numbers plummeted. Hopefully, it was probably the people we were talking to
who felt
couldn't handle it. They could not handle it. I think that went really well overall. I couldn't really ask for much else. We're going to play more music. We only have time for a few more songs, which is fine. Like, I'm fine with that. But what song do you want to listen to? More Jack and Liza?
Yeah.
There we go. But not purr. We're not listening to purr.
No, never purr.
Hold the line or oh no?
Ooh, hold the line.
Okay. Here we go.
Watch you been dry. Wait until the time comes higher.
the mics were hot.
You don't.
I didn't know that.
F.
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 Oh, listener, no. if you're listening, stay tuned and be on the lookout for Pete and I's hot new single, Rite Aid Boys, parentheses,
FCVS.
Yeah. FCVS.
So, yeah, recently we've started, I'll call it a crusade. You know, yes, a crusade.
And there are no negative connotations with that word.
No. You're talking mad cheese for someone in crusading distance. You know what I mean? Anyway, yeah, what? Oh, yeah, we go to Rite Aid now. We don't F with CVS anymore. We think Rite Aid is just incredibly undervalued. It's right there in Davis Square. Huge spot, got everything you need. Great customer service. CVS, they're out, they're badgering you. They always think you're stealing. They give you the receipt, and you get, like, miles and miles of paper for stuff you'll never redeem because it's so long that you'll never put it in your purse or your pocket.
My cousin once died tripping on that receipt because it was so long.
And that's what started this whole thing, the death of your cousin.
Yep, and that's all going to be in the song.
Yeah, so just stay tuned. Follow us on SoundCloud at Young Chicago. It's actually my SoundCloud.
We didn't agree on that.
It's already made. I mean, we can make a new one. Actually, you know what? I did make a Metal World Monday SoundCloud ones, put a show up there, and within 30 minutes it was taken down for copyright infringement.
What?
Apparently you can't, like, just use people's songs and post them, like the studios. We were getting too much buzz. Big studios tried to keep us down.
You know what? Sony.
It was legit Sony.
Sony. Apple Records, Capitol, Columbia. I don't know if many of those are still a thing, but listen up. Stop coming after our creativity by taking away our right to use other people's music and not pay them.
That's right. We don't have the coin. Like, they should be paying us to use their music.
We're promoting them, bringing them to campus, making them known in the zeitgeist.
Jack and Eliza should actually be paying us because no one knows who they are except for us, and we play them every day on the show.
And recently, one of our dear friends exclaimed to us, "I love this."
Yes.
And we got them another fan.
Yes.
And what's a human life worth, Jack and Eliza? Determine that and pay us that amount because we have essentially been giving. Funneling them towards you.
Spoken like a true consultant.
Yes.
I know about marketing funnels. I know about sales funnels. We'll get into that that we have that 30-step business program that you can buy online.
Yes.
For 18 low payments of $14.99. We can give you the tools to be your own boss.
And you're going to need those tools when your house breaks down and you only have a bunch of 2x4s, some nails, and some hammers.
I wonder if when we listen back to this episode, it's going to sound like we did it on a construction site.
Or on an airplane.
Yes. I hope not. Listen, speaking of music and promoting music, I want to play a band I saw at a WMFO event recently. Local band. A couple of guys, a couple of gals. Actually, it might be all dudes. I'm not sure. But it's
can't
a collective.
Be too sure these days.
So I don't know. Everyone in the collective. Whoever was there was all dudes. Whatever. It's not really the point. Local band, I dig their stuff. I like their stuff live more. I think they need to get a better recording studio or wherever they do it. Anyway, I'm playing their song. The song is called Papa Fly by Berta Big Toe. And I thought they were funky. And my friend who knows music said they were doing funky music stuff, like something in sevens. Don't know what that means. I'll get back to you. Google it. Thank you. Yes, of course, of course, of course, of course. I agree with that point you said earlier off the air.
Yep, and it's makes everything make the most sense. The world now is as it should be.
Yeah.
We still haven't figured out the
big scary noise.
The big scary noise.
Yeah.
Let's just say if I were a child trying to sleep and heard this noise coming from the darkness, I'd be terrified.
Forget about it.
And I'm currently a 22-year-old adult male who is in the daylight and is terrified of the same noise.
It's okay. Well, that's a separate issue. I think tune in next week. We will have we'll be doing a lot of armchair psychiatry and just really do a deep dive into that stuff. We probably have time for one more song. I mean, you guessed it. more Jack and Eliza. It's Jack and Eliza Day in the studio. So enjoy and definitely message us. Can't emphasize this enough for all the wants and needs you may have in and outside of the show. Go follow meta.world.monday. That's meta with two T's. And join our family. New merch coming soon. You guys know where to find me. In the DM.
Come play with us, Danny.
I don't want to end it like that. All right, whatever. This has been Meta World Monday, live on a Monday. We will see you next week.